But like out there on the front of that house, you know, they got a screened, what?
Door.
You know, I was just thinking, if you held this just about this far from you, it might help, and then we could probably keep going even if the trucks would you mind doing that?
Okay.
Let's see now. See, all this part in here picks up the sound, so try to hold it so that you don't get your fingers on over that, and I think that might be better. Yeah, that's good. What do you call a little porch that might even not have a roof? Just a little place that you step up onto before you go in the house? Would you have a special name for it, or would you just call it a porch, too?
Porch.
What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
Cow pen.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones? Or do people build fences out of stones around here? Okay. What do you call a large wooden thing that's open at the top that you carry water or milk in?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's something that you might take outside if you were going to milk a cow? You know, you put it under the cow and milk the cow into it.
Pail.
Okay. Excuse me. And would you call it something different if it was made out of metal from what you'd call it if it was made out of wood?
Bucket.
Now, which one would the bucket be?
The one made out of aluminum. Like.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying thing.
Okay. And what about something that you'd cook cornbread in?
Skillets.
Say it again.
Skillets.
Okay. Now, have you ever heard of a spider to cook in? Now, what's a spider like?
These kind of like a frying pan, we call it.
Uh-huh. So it would be like a frying pan rather than like a skillet. Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you turn the water on and off?
Sink.
Yeah, but what do you call the thing that you turn?
Water.
Okay. And what about the same kind of thing if it's on a barrel?
That's water.
And how about the same kind of thing if it's out in the yard where you'd hitch a hose up to it?
Hot.
Okay, faucet right on. Okay, that's fine. If you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
Paper. Bag.
Okay. And what do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth? A great big bag that might be about that big, that's made out of cloth. What would you call that?
Pink thing.
Okay. Well, what about one that's made out of, I don't even know how to describe this, but it's a very coarsely woven thing. It's made out of some kind of really coarse material, a big bag. You know what I'm talking about? Well, what I'm thinking about is something like a burlap bag or a crocus sack or something like that.
Clothes bag.
A what?
Clothes bag.
Okay. Do you ever use the word crocus sack? And now what's a crocus sack? I mean, how would you describe a crocus sack?